In my previous video on authentication, we built this ASP.NET application and used forms-based authentication, implementing the authentication logic in our login page's code behind file. That was very easy to do because the ASP.NET's built-in authentication mechanism provides a lot of default behavior for us. But sometimes we need to deviate from the default behaviors based on the specific semantic needs of our application. In this video, I'll demonstrate how to change the authentication period for our ASP.NET application. To do this, we'll go into the web.config file for our application and scroll down until we find the authentication section. Now, you'll recall from watching the previous video, we changed the authentication mode from the default of Windows to forms-based authentication. But notice, we haven't had to provide any more information. We automatically got wired up to the login.aspx page because that's the default. And a number of other defaults are used as well, simply by virtue of using the authentication mode equal forms. So in order to change the authentication duration, we're going to expand the forms tag. So let's convert this to use the longhand version of the authentication element. And then inside the authentication element, let's add a forms element. And inside forms, you'll notice that there are a whole collection of elements that are configurable by the developer. We're interested, for the purposes of this demo, on changing the duration of the authenticated user. We're interested in two different attributes here. One is going to be the timeout attribute, which by default is set to 30. We're also interested in this sliding expiration element, which is set to true by default. So let me explain how this works. What this means, and these are the default values, so you don't have to specify them to get this behavior. But what this means is that by default, when the user authenticates, the ASP.NET runtime starts a 30-minute countdown. And if the user doesn't make another page request for a page inside your application within 30 minutes, then when they finally do make another request for a page in your application, they'll be required to re-authenticate, to provide their username and password again. The fact that the default value is used, sliding expiration equals true, means that every time that a user makes a request to your application, if they're authenticated, meaning in this case, if they provided their credentials less than 30 minutes ago, because sliding expiration is set to true, this 30-minute countdown timer gets reset every time they make a request to your application. Now, if sliding expiration was set to false, then the timer wouldn't get reset. And even though the user had been using the application all along, making requests every minute or two, because this is set to false, this becomes a fixed value. And after 30 minutes, the user will be required to re-authenticate, no matter how frequently they've been using pages in your application. Now, we can change this timeout value to be pretty much anything that we want. So for example, maybe we want the user to be able to be inactive in our application for longer than 30 minutes without being required to re-authenticate. We could set it to 60 minutes, for example, if we wanted to. And then the user would have an entire hour of inactivity before they would be required to re-authenticate. And you'll notice, of course, that because because this has remained true, that if they make a request any time within that 60 minutes, the counter will get reset, and as long as they're active in your application at least once an hour, they'll never have to re-authenticate. We could be more aggressive if we wanted to, and we could say, let's let the user stay logged in for an entire week, and as long as they request a page inside our application at least once a week, they'll never have to re-authenticate. Now, you might have applications that are perhaps running inside your intranet that you may want to do this for the convenience of the user. But I caution you, before you make decisions to extend the timeout or to use sliding expiration equal true, which by the way is the default, you want to consider the security implications of these choices. The most obvious is that when you set a really long timeout period, especially if sliding expiration is equal to true, then you've created a circumstance where if that user's physical computer is not secured, then someone could walk into their office or into their living room or wherever that computer exists and just walk up and navigate to your application, and they're already going to be authenticated. And as long as the user has the real user, the registered user, has authenticated and used the application within the last 7 days in this case, because of the size of this number, then the person who just walked in and sat down in that computer will be able to interact with your application as the authenticated user and never be asked for the username and password again. So that might not be such a good idea. The other thing, particularly about this long timeout period, is that if for some reason the user of this application becomes a victim of session hijacking, then whoever's hijacked that session can use the session identifier, and in subsequent videos we're going to talk in detail about the session identifier cookie and how you can use a URL-based authentication mechanism if you need to. But suffice to say, if someone is able to capture and replay this session in a session hijacking attack, this long number will give them a lot of time to try and attack your application as an authenticated user. So to really lock down security, we probably want to keep this at a lower number. We can also go lower than the default of 30. And we could also set this equal to false. If we set this equal to false again, this means that there's no sliding expiration. And 20 minutes from the time that the user authenticated, whether they've been using the application or not, they will be re-prompted for their credentials. And this is a way to make sure that, you know, if every X number of minutes, the user is re-prompted for the credentials. This is a way to make sure that the person who's sitting at the keyboard actually knows the username and password for this account. So that can be a good idea. And of course, it's up to you to understand what the specific security needs of your application are. But in any event, that's how easy it is to use the forms element in ASP.NET authentication to manipulate the duration of the authentication for a user who knows their username and password. Thank you.